In this bulletin, the Prime Minister apologises to the President of Afghanistan over alleged war crimes by Australian soldiers. South Australia records no new coronavirus cases on the first day of a dramatic lockdown. And in sport, college freshman Anthony Edwards, the top pick in the NBA draft. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expressed his deepest sorrow to the President of Afghanistan over alleged war crimes committed by Australian Special Forces. It comes after the release of a report detailing the findings of a four-year inquiry by the Australian Defence Force Inspector General. It found evidence of the murder of 39 Afghan people in 23 alleged incidents between 2005 to 2016. And recommends 19 soldiers face criminal prosecution. In delivering the report, Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell said he accepts all of the report's recommendations covering changes to the culture and governance of the Army as a whole.
By warrior culture, Justice Brereton is, I think, speaking to a slow deviation from normal and good culture in a military environment, where instead of seeking to serve others, you seek to serve yourself and to do so in a manner that creates power and authority and prestige.
General Campbell has also ordered the disbanding of the 2nd Squadron of the Special Air Service. The federal government will create an Office of the Special Investigator to examine the criminal allegations and refer briefs to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions. South Australia has recorded no new coronavirus cases as it enters the first day of the strictest statewide lockdown Australia has seen. The outbreak in Adelaide has been linked to hotel quarantine staff with 23 confirmed cases so far. Premier Stephen Marshall says South Australia has stopped international flights until the end of the month.
I know the restrictions that we have put in place will be challenging for many South Australians. We need to stay at home to isolate the virus, to break the chain of transmissions and to contain this new cluster. We need this circuit breaker to protect the elderly, the vulnerable and our entire community from this nasty disease, because we are not going to get a second chance. Last night, I asked the Commonwealth to cancel all international flights into Adelaide.
Victoria will close its border with South Australia after fragments of COVID-19 were detected in wastewater in two regional towns located along freight corridors. A hard border will come into effect from midnight before a permit system is enforced from Sunday. It comes after coronavirus was detected in untreated wastewater at plants in Portland and Benalla. Residents of those areas are being urged to get tested and self-isolate if they experience any symptoms at all. New South Wales will ease social distancing restrictions for New Year's Eve celebrations. Up to 3,000 people will be allowed to attend outside events which meet COVID-safe requirements, but anyone planning to enter the Sydney CBD will need a permit. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the rules will be enforced by police.
So long as you've got somewhere to go to that's safe, in a COVID-safe way, you can apply for a permit. But we just don't want people getting on the train or the bus and just roaming around the city unless they have a purpose.
From next week, 500 people will be allowed to attend outdoor church services, and from December, up to 300 people can attend funerals. New South Wales recorded no new locally transmitted coronavirus cases for the 12th consecutive day. Unemployment rose to 7% last month, despite an unexpected jump in the number of people in employment. Economists had predicted the jobless rate to spike to 7.1% in October, compared to 6.9% in September. The participation rate, which measures people in work compared to people actively seeking a job, rose nearly 1%. And in sport, the top pick in the NBA draft has gone to 19-year-old college freshman Anthony Edwards. The Georgia guard is set to receive a four-year contract worth $44 million at the Minnesota Timberwolves. James Wiseman was picked up second by the Golden State Warriors. The third draft pick went to LaMelo Ball, who played with the Illawarra Hawks in Australia's Basketball League last season. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing, 26. Adelaide, similar conditions and 36. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 23. Canberra, much the same, 28. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 24. Sydney, sunny conditions and 26. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, similar conditions, 32. Darwin, partly cloudy and 35. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.